And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Hardship. My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check, in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our GEICO bill with the GEICO app. Away with hardship, in with bill pay on the GEICO app. Thank you.
Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening, folks? What happened to my live feed? What's going on here? We are having nothing but trouble. Hey, I'm back. What's up? All right. We have a great show on tap for y'all tonight. We have a great interview was conducted today with Dr. Sebastian Gorka, our friend from a conservative's perspective, heard here every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. And he's doing great stuff. And today, with my help and the help of our producer Lisa and our whole team at the Patriot Nation Radio Network, we put together an amazing interview. And I'm hoping James will call in. And we will have that interview right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. Dr. Sebastian Gorka, live. Well, recorded previously. But here, I'm going to play it for you. But right now, I'm going to take care of some messages for those who like to support this network. Folks, when you hear these, please head on over to their websites, check them out, support them. And we're also going to have Scott, a good friend, Scott. He's going to call in. He's going to break some news on what he's going to do. You're going to like this. Scott Kesterson, American Brand, right now. Check this out. We'll be back.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
Attention conservatives. Big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com. The official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
I never knew about at a funeral or like the last day when an officer has passed, and they actually go and the dispatch will close basically down the radio air for emergency only. And then she will call the badge number, or he will call the badge number from dispatch, and obviously there's never an answer. Brave soul has passed away in the line of duty. Felt like something needed to be done or to recognize that. And that's what the song is about, basically. It's about an officer who's, you know, gone down in the line of duty, and, you know, he's given his all. And, you know, when they do reach out for the last call, he answers back, and these are his words. And one thing a lot of people don't know, I know a lot of cops, you know, in and out of uniform. They are very human, just like you and I. Pick and choose what laws they uphold, but they have to uphold the ones that are put in place by our representatives. And our representatives are the people that we put in office. And the same people that are out there with their signs are the same people that are putting lunatics in office. Here's the wake-up call, people. Don't come down on the men and women in blue for doing their job. Come down on your representatives for passing these BS laws and get involved in your political on a local level and fix what the problem is. Fix the problems in our laws today. Get involved in your local politics and get moving. Get moving in America. Become a citizen. A citizen doesn't mean you sit back and collect a paycheck from the government. A citizen means you are a part of the government, a part of the citizenry, a part of the voting and voicing public. And that's what I think the song says more over than anything else. And if people want to hear it, because I know they do, please go to Dave Bray, USA. Right now on Facebook, that's DaveBray USA.
All units, stand by for a special announcement. Emergency traffic only.
11:45. Prince William calling, 11:45. This is the final call for 11:45. Officer Ashley Gwinden, end of watch, February 27th, 2016. May you rest in peace.
This message is brought to you by theamericanbrand.org. We are a 501c4 nonprofit founded by veterans for all Americans to strengthen the roots of American working class by telling the stories of America through citizen storytellers. In partnership with Patriot Nation Radio, we are donating $50 to the nonprofit Devil Dog USA with each purchase of a $250 lifetime membership to theamericanbrand.org. Devil Dog USA is dedicated to helping homeless veterans find housing and opportunity. Sign up today at theamericanbrand.org. That's theamericanbrand.org for a lifetime membership and use the sales code Devil Dog USA at checkout. Again, that's one word, Devil Dog USA. Help us give honor to those who have served.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio. 347-637-3942.
Alrighty, folks, here we are. Somehow I can't seem to turn off my darn notifications, so they're going to be binging in the background. I hope it doesn't become too much of a hindrance. I will try to remedy that once I start this interview here that we did this afternoon. I was hoping that our friend James Bostic was going to call in and join us, but apparently he must be busy. Maybe, Lisa, if you're listening, you can contact him and tell him to call in. We want to talk to him. You know what I mean? But we had an amazing interview this afternoon with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. We had our interviewer, James Bostic. You hear him Thursday nights here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network with his show, A Conservative's Perspective. And he did this amazing job. He did a lot of research. We put a lot of thought into the questions, and we looked into what we could ask and have good answers. So you're going to get Dr. Sebastian Gorka, unedited, uncensored, raw, no spin, the real deal, as heard by me this afternoon and our friend James and our producer. We put this together for you so that you could hear without the spin Dr. Sebastian Gorka in there and his idea of what's going on with this administration. And when I came on, I actually got to come on. I came on towards the end of the interview, and I asked him specifically if anybody knows about the case involving Christian Saucier, the sailor in prison for mishandling six documents, as Hillary Clinton walks free after mishandling 150 documents. You'll like his answer. Good stuff. I got to ask that question right at the end of the interview. So James didn't call in yet, so you know what I'm going to do right now. Without further ado, Lisa, if you're listening, hit play on that. We're going to get that interview going right now. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Sebastian Gorka and James Bostic, our host of Conservative's Perspective, and myself, right now. Hit play, Lisa. Let's do this.
Ladies and gentlemen, Patriot Nation Radio Network and A Conservative's Perspective are honored to have with us today Dr. Sebastian Gorka, Deputy Assistant to the President of the United States, excuse me, and his Foreign Policy National Security Advisor. Doctor, thank you so much for taking the time out of what is an extremely busy day to be with us.
It's my pleasure. Anytime.
Thank you very much, sir. I know you're pressed for time. We're just going to go ahead and get right to it. We only have about 10 minutes, and we're not going to waste them. The first question I have for you is, at CPAC this year, you mentioned comments made by King Abdullah and former General Sisi of Egypt in that it is not a war with Islam, but a war inside Islam for which version is going to win. In your opinion, what's the most valuable weapon going to be in that war?
No, the most valuable weapon is going to be honesty, is going to be truth. And using that truth and that honesty about who the enemy truly is and what they believe to help our Muslim allies, such as King Abdullah, such as President Sisi, to win this war for themselves. The president has been explicit. Donald Trump has been very clear as commander-in-chief. He has absolutely no desire and no intention to invade other people's countries and occupy them. That is un-American. We are not going to fight other people's wars for themselves. But we wish to see our Muslim allies, such as King Abdullah, such as the Emiratis, such as President Sisi, win this war inside Islam for themselves, win the war against the jihadis. So now that we can talk honestly about who the enemy is, the president is very, very clear on that, radical Islamic terrorism. Now we're going to help those nations to defeat the threats to them with our support, but not with our troops on the front line.
One of the Syrian talking points that was used by the former administration included the phrase declared chemical weapons. The president used it. President Obama used it. Secretary of State Kerry also used it. Susan Rice used it. They used it repeatedly. And in my mind, this was laying the groundwork for the plausible deniability that they're going to need, because they knew that they were not acquiring the entire inventory. And would you agree with that?
I think that's a very sharp observation. I think if you look at the incredibly cautious way that words were passed, this is a hangover. This is evolved from the Clinton administration. Remember the famous, well, that depends on what is. Well, we saw the same thing. We've taken that from a grand jury and an impeachment twisting of facts right into national security under the Obama administration. You're absolutely right. Why would you choose the word declared weapons? So you know, they knew, it's pretty clear from their very specific choice of language that they had no confidence in the Russian promises and the Syrian promises of disarmament, yet they wished to provide a smokescreen exactly the same way that they did with Benghazi, with Fast and Furious, and that's why we have the result we have today with a regime that we know used chemical weapons against its own citizens.
Do you believe that the declared inventory obviously had some of the inventory that was not declared, or was it all given up and replaced by the Russians at some time after that?
Well, that would require discussing classified intelligence.
So I understand.
We're not going to do that. But we know,
yes,
we have certitude. Secretary Mattis, Secretary Tillerson have made it very, very clear that there is no question that the materials used against those innocent women and children were chemical weapons used by the Assad regime. Exactly when they were obtained, how they were obtained, where they were stockpiled, that is classified information.
Yes, sir, I understand. I had read General Mattis and General Votel's briefing. It was no accident, I'm sure, that the 59 Tomahawk cruise missiles that fell on this airbase in Syria where the chemical weapons attack sprung from came during the dessert with dinner between President Trump and President Xi Jinping. How important is that kind of symbolism? That message clearly was not only for the Syrians. It was for the North Koreans. It was for the Iranians. It was for any rogue nation states of bad actors out there. How important is that type of symbolism or theater to U.S. foreign policy?
I wouldn't call it theater. I'd call it perhaps symbolism, but it's more than that. The last administration believed that words by themselves, pieces of paper like the JCPOA, the Iran deal, would serve the U.S. national interest and keep our citizens and our allies safe. They didn't understand, as this president, as President Trump, instinctually understands that statecraft, manning the wheel of state, requires the coordination of all the instruments of power. Diplomacy without the potential backing up of force behind it is nothing. It's just empty words. So we sent a very clear message. The president sent a very clear message. And I think everybody understands. If you look at how the world has reacted, how Moscow, how Beijing has reacted, the Moab bomb in Afghanistan was not just about Afghanistan, and the 59 cruise missiles in Syria were definitely not just about the Damascus regime.
In terms of the damage done to this airbase, and given that excuse me, that Syria is a client state of Russia, will Assad have the expectation that Vladimir Putin will make good on the assets that were destroyed at this airbase? And at what point will President Putin say to himself, you know, we're throwing good money in after bad. It's just not worth it.
We have red lines. The president has made it clear that we have a red line when it comes to the use of chemical weapons. Now the Kremlin has to define for itself its own red line. We know that Damascus is a satrapy, it's a client state, and now Moscow has to decide what is the point beyond which it is no longer in the interest of the Russian Federation to support regimes as heinous as the one in Damascus. So, you know, these calculations, I can assure you, are being made right now, whether it's in Beijing with regards to North Korea or whether it's in Moscow with regards to Damascus. These sponsoring nations have to decide, in the interest of regional and global stability, just how far they will go in sponsoring these kinds of regimes.
Moving on to North Korea, earlier today, John Bolton said that he believed that the solution to the North Korean nuclear threat would be to reunify the peninsula. In your opinion, how realistic is that?
Look, I'm not going to talk about North Korea specifically.
All right.
But having spent more than a decade in a post-communist country after the fall of the Berlin Wall, these things are never simple. I've witnessed with my own eyes what decades of authoritarianism, what decades of communism does to the soul of a country. And let's remember, North Korea right now is more Stalinist than Joseph Stalin's Soviet Union. So how long it will take to undo the crushing of the soul of the North Koreans, what it would take to actually create one community out of the peninsula. I'm not going to comment on how long that would take, but I know it would be a difficult task at best.
Speaking, moving on to Iran, the elections will be coming up on the 19th. Earlier this year, Rouhani told Mahmoud Ahmadinejad he should not be running in the presidential elections. And here recently, Ahmadinejad disregarded those instructions and declared his candidacy. The Guardian Council has disqualified Ahmadinejad, claiming he lacks the necessary standards. Ahmadinejad further won't be endorsing any candidates. How serious is this breach between Rouhani and Ahmadinejad?
That's really, palace intrigue, and
right.
I don't comment on palace intrigue in Tehran or anywhere else. In Iran, one has to remember that, you know, there is an individual who bears the title of supreme leader, and then there is the Council of Mullahs. As long as the individual bears the title supreme leader, there's one reality that is undeniable in that nation, and that is it is still a theocracy. Not only is it a religious theocracy, it is also a nation that since 1979 has been exporting terrorism around the globe. So, you know, what one can focus on individuals and elections, but as long as these strategic level facets of the regime don't change, the fundamental character of the regime is unchanged.
Will there be a change in policy concerning the rules of engagement in regards to the fast attack boats that routinely harass U.S. naval vessels in that area?
Unlike the last administration, we don't give our playbook away, but I will say it is less often a function of changing rules of engagement as opposed to simply allowing the well-formulated rules of engagement to be in effect. What we saw in the last 8 years is workable, operational rules of engagement simply not enforced, not permitted to be exercised by our brave soldiers, Marines, airmen in theater. We can assure you, and I, you know, this is pretty obvious given the response, credible increase in morale amongst our armed forces in the last 14 weeks, that they know that the handcuffs have come off. This commander-in-chief, President Trump, understands the threats to this nation, and the people that we have invested millions and billions of dollars in training will be allowed to do their jobs because they are the professionals, they understand the exigencies in theater, and we will allow them to make the best judgment based upon their training.
Speaking of brave men, I listened to the explanation you gave for the medal that you wear in regards to your father, who was virulently anti-communist, anti-Nazi as well. And I just want to say that that touched me and resonated very strongly with me. And your father was a wonderful man. I wish I knew more about him just from that story. It resonated positively. I have one last question for you, sir. I know that you're busy. And the question would be this. Many people would agree that the Iranian nuclear deal was probably one of the worst of President Obama's many foreign policy failures. Recently, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said that Iran is fundamentally compliant with the terms of the deal. And my question is, how is having a rogue state with a fundamentally imbalanced leadership complying with this bad deal seen as a good thing for the United States?
It isn't. Remember what he said and pay close attention to it. He said that they were fundamentally in compliance with the deal. But as we know, and as the president has said repeatedly, the deal is a bad deal. So when you're in compliance with a bad deal, the net effect is the same. It is not good for U.S. national security. So the JCPOA, the Iran deal, is fundamentally flawed at its core. Why?
Yes.
Because the question of a nuclear Iran is very important. It doesn't stop that occurring. It simply delays it. But even more important is that that issue of a nuclear Iran, thanks to the JCPOA, thanks to the Iran deal, is disconnected from everything else Iran does in the world that is destabilizing, whether it's its actions in Yemen, whether it's its use of proxies in Iraq and Syria. Those things are not a function of the deal, and therefore it's like, you know, it's you know, dealing with a mass murderer based upon the fact that he doesn't mow the grass on his front lawn. That's, you know, okay, he may cut his grass, he may not cut his grass, but the guy's still a mass murderer.
Right. Well, okay, I know that you're out of time, and I have my co-host here, Mr. Mark Hoffman, who was the man who originally made the outreach for this interview. He has a question that he would like to ask, and I'm going to bring him up, Dr. Gordon. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with Deputy Assistant to the President of the United States, his National Security and Foreign Policy Advisor, Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Mark, are you here?
I'm here, sir. Welcome. Thank you for having me on. Thank you for coming to the show, Dr. Gorka. I appreciate it very much, sir.
You're welcome. How can I help? I've got 3 minutes. Let's do it.
Yes, sir. We have a double standard in this country that was pointed out during the campaign. Hillary Clinton mishandled 150 classified information documents. Christian Saucier, a sailor, mishandled 6. We are curious to find out if there's been any movement on the pardon of Christian Saucier, naval sailor, or if anybody has heard about the pardon.
Yeah, I am familiar with the issue, and you are right. When I was a Defense Department employee, if I had simply mishandled one of those highly classified documents in the way that Secretary Clinton had, not only would I have lost my job and my clearance, I probably would have ended up with a felony arrest record for the mishandling of that incredibly sensitive information. This is an issue. Everybody has to be treated the same in front of the law. And I'm familiar with the other gentleman's case. However, it is not my prerogative to comment, and I can have a look at it, but I'm not familiar of where the case currently stands. I'm sorry.
Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate your answer, and God bless you for your time and for your service to our country.
Don't mention it. God bless you and your listeners.
Thank you once again, Dr. Gorka, for being here with us. It means far more to us than I'll ever be able to tell you. And we appreciate the time you've taken, and hopefully you would come back again and we could talk about the interesting times we live in.
I'd be delighted. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Dr. Gorka.
Hey, was that all right?
Yes, sir.
That was excellent.
There you have it, folks. Dr. Sebastian Gorka live this afternoon.
Yeah, that was great.
Our good friend James Bostic, you heard him there. He's from a conservative's perspective each Thursday. You can hear his running on in the background. You can hit stop now on that interview audio there, Lisa. I want to say it was my honor to ask that question. It was my honor to be part of that interview, and it was my honor to have my good friend and sidekick. No, I'll be the sidekick. He's the superhero, ladies and gentlemen. We put that interview together. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. The host who hosts Dr. Gorka, James Bostic, from a conservative perspective. What's happening, James?
Hey, Mark. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing pretty good, man. That was a great interview. A lot of hard-hitting, excellent questions on national security, Korea, and other good things. Now, when I started to first put this interview together, when I asked if you could do it, what was going through your mind at that very minute?
Well, I'll tell you what, man. The first thing I thought was this is really a big deal. And, you know, I was just like, I thought, you know, this is going to be great for the network because this guy's there. This is a West Wing guy. He's there every day. And when it comes to issues of national security and foreign policy, things come up. Donald Trump's going to look over at Dr. Sebastian Gorka, and Dr. Sebastian Gorka is going to lay out what he thinks is going to, you know, is going to be the best path for this country to take. And I was stunned, dude. I'll be honest with you. I just sat back and I went, Mark, dude, I am hating on you right now. No, I was really proud. I thought it was a great thing. And, of course, that made it even better when you asked me if I would co-host. And, of course, I wasn't going to turn that down for anything. And so it was a great honor for Patriot Nation. It was a great honor for me to be a part of it. And none of it would have happened if you hadn't made the outreach and put it together, dude.
Patriot Nation Radio Network is a team effort. I want to thank the whole team here. Folks, we got a whole team at Patriot Nation Radio Network. We couldn't have pulled this off without the whole team, especially James, Lisa, doing their thing.
Absolutely.
It was an ongoing negotiation with the Gorka team. I was back and forth emailing for about, I don't know, 10 days. And to me, email is just irritating. I get irritated doing email. It just bugs me. Because it's so slow. I'm part of the I want it now, I want it when I want it, and I want it right now generation, I suppose. Because the emailing back and forth was treacherous. But we nailed it down, we did it. And James, you did a stellar job. How much time did you take, researching and coming up with those fabulous questions?
Mark, about 10 minutes after you asked me if I wanted to co-host this thing, I got to work. It's basically what it comes down to. He was a national security and foreign policy editor at Breitbart, which is, I'm sure, you know, Steve Bannon brought him along, and I know why. So I started reading everything I could get on that he had written. I started watching all his interviews. I started listening to radio interviews that he conducted. And just kind of looking through what was happening in the day and kind of really bouncing my questions off some of the questions he was asked in your interviews. But I went to work right away, and I worked diligently. I just wanted to make sure that he knew after he was done talking with us that he had talked to some people who had done their homework, and I wasn't about to let this opportunity pass. And not just, you know, had ass do it. So I put 110% in it, man, because this was a big deal for Patriot Nation and for a conservative's perspective.
Good stuff. And you can hear those shows Thursday night starting at 7 p.m. James is doing good stuff for Patriot Nation Radio Network and for the nation. James, you're on other shows, too. Why don't you tell folks some of your other shows and some of the other things you're doing as well? I know you've got other shows happening, and you're doing great stuff. We want to promote that.
Well, thank you very much, Mark. I appreciate it. Those are some kind words. We do a recorded version, which goes out on a couple of different outlets. It goes out on the Red Nation Rising Radio Network. They have two streaming audio channels at their website, the Liberty and the Justice Stream, and you can check the schedules to find out when the pre-recorded show is. Of course, we have a live show on Thursdays here with Patriot Nation Radio Network. You know, me and you got the 1-2 punch on Thursday night there, and we're killing that. And there's also the Independent Conservative Radio Network, WSTR, digital broadcasting as well, are carrying the recorded versions of ACP. And currently, over the last couple of weeks, we've been experimenting with a Tuesday night program. Not exactly sure where that's going to go, but I'm having a lot of fun doing it, so it's probably going to keep on going as long as we can do it.
They have it, folks. We want to make sure you tune into all his shows because he's doing great stuff. You heard that interview. That was a lot of thought, a lot of great questions. And did you get the answers you were looking for, James?
I think so. I mean, I really kind of immersed myself in listening to this guy and what he says and reading the things that he's written and kind of his perspective. So I think that he was straight up. You know, this guy's he deals with politicians, to be sure, but he is no politician himself. He's a remarkably smart man, as we heard from that interview. And he is well versed in, you know, what's going on in the world. And yeah, I was perfectly satisfied with it. I thought he was a great guest. He wasn't condescending, he wasn't patronizing, he didn't treat us like jerks. You know, this guy is got an eye on keeping the world from blowing up, which I'm sure is probably a pretty full time job. But yet at the same time, he took time out to talk with us, and that's not lost on me. And so when I realized that we had this opportunity, I knew it was going to be something that I just couldn't have to do. I was going to have to bear down on it because it was too important for us. It was a big deal.
It was a lot of fun. I was glad that we were able to bring that to our listeners. I know a lot of people are very interested, especially about the Christian Saucier question, because if we're watching the live feed right now, the family attorney is there, Sadie is there, and
right.
Mr. Daigle's wife is there, and they're happy, and I'm glad that I was able to provide that question for them, because I know they're looking for answers to find out if someone's still thinking about it there up at the White House. Well, now you know. And before he became the advisor to the president, the deputy assistant, I want to get that correct, to Donald J. Trump. He was involved in that case personally a little bit. I think that's what he said, if I remember correctly.
He was aware of what was going on, but I don't think he was brought fully up to speed or what the current status of it is. But, you know, the next dude on the list, Chuck Grassley, that's where we got to go now.
Yes. Chuck Grassley, I reached out to him today, and he is the head of the Senate Judiciary Committee, folks. You can imagine the questions we have for that gentleman. And, of course, being a Patriot Nation Radio Network, we'll be very fair. We like truth here. We're not going to try to slant it. As you can see, we don't slant here. That was a raw, real interview, unedited. And that's what we try to bring to the folks here is the truth. Not the spin of the mainstream media. You know, I'm really tired of their spin and their game and their promotion of garbage. We have great people working in the White House right now. Look how excellent Dr. Gorka was to the Patriot Nation Radio Network and how willing he was to answer all of our questions without delay. That is a pretty important stuff for someone who is Now, that's an appointed position, and he acts more like a servant of the people than those we are electing to be servants of the people.
Absolutely, and, you know, it's this thing that we do, you and I and all the great, you know, independent alternative information podcasters out there that are doing this, all the guys over at Red Nation and all the different places, excuse me, we've had it. You know, the one reason, just like you, just like everybody else, the reason we got into doing this, personally with me, it was just a love of radio, but at the same time, the country was moving in a direction that I didn't like, and I was seeing attitudes in the government that I didn't care for at all. I felt like I wanted to say something about it, just like you, just like everybody else, just like Keeper, just like anybody out there that's doing this. And so, you know, ain't no Sean Hannity money here, is there, buddy? No, there's not. There ain't no Sean Hannity money here. There ain't no Rush Limbaugh money here. You know, you're not doing it to keep up that payment on your G6. You do this because you love it, because it's your heart and your passion, just like me.
Yeah, yes, sir.
And that's what keeps it real, right there.
Absolutely. We have a friend, she's watching on the live feed. Mandy, are you in Australia or over in New Zealand? I'll let her answer before I move on with that. But, yeah, we have listeners all over the place. And she just wrote, I'm not an American or even been there, but I understand I need to stand with you even as a voice and stand for liberty and freedom. That's pretty amazing coming from the other side of the globe. They got like a 16-hour time difference, and she's over in New Zealand. So right now it's like really early. What time is it in the morning over in Australia, Mandy? 8 o'clock in the morning? It's real. I mean, New Zealand, I got to listen. Last week we had a boost in Germany and in France. We were up near 8% of our audience. Pretty crazy.
Well, you know what, Mark? Look at the problems that they have, and look at the problems, a lot of the problems that we talk about. They're not too different, are they?
Nope. And Mandy told me earlier in the feed to keep an eye on New Zealand, because that's where they're going to hide the NWO elites when the world comes to an end. So when they start showing up in New Zealand, we know something's up. We know the jig's up when the world leaders show up in New Zealand. The jig is up.
Well, then we got to go get them. And I'm not exactly sure that the good people in New Zealand would let them stay.
It's 11 o'clock in the morning over in New Zealand, folks. So we have people on the other side of the world listening to the show. Thank you so much for all of the international listeners as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it's amazing that folks are listening to this show, our broadcast, around the world, live, every week. It's pretty cool stuff.
We're international, baby. We are global. You understand? We are worldwide.
Amen. Now, I saw today the verdict in the case with the Bunkerville standoff and the Bundy Ranch. Some of them have come down. I believe there's been a mistrial in 6 of the defendants' cases. You want to go ahead and search out John Lamb on Facebook. He put out a live video today with all the news on the Bundy verdict. The first, I believe it's 6 defendants today, 4 of the defendants or 8 defendants, 6 of the defendants had a mistrial. 2 have been found guilty on some charges. So please search out them verdicts and listen to John Lamb. He's doing great things also. Following these trials and these cases, he's really putting himself out there every day. He's at these trials and waiting for these verdicts. They're hardworking people. I'm really trying. So search him out and get the truth. He's got the truth right from the courthouse. That's John Lamb. He's doing crazy, crazy hours covering the Bundy trial and the Malheur trials. And you know what? In honor of, as you can see, it's backwards because of the way you have to do the live feed camera if I want to watch and post and comment. But I have my LaVoie Finnegan shirt on today. Of course, always the American flag. I always try to have some sort of patriotism going on. I'm going to play the Ballad of LaVoie Finnegan because we haven't heard that song in a while. And when we pushed to get on the Chuck Grassley, the head of the Senate Judiciary Committee, on. We'll talk more, and we'll get some questions from Mrs. Finnicum and her daughters in reference to that, because he's more in tune to that than Mr. Gorka was. So therefore, we couldn't ask a question on that. It wouldn't have made sense. But I'm going to play the Ballad of Lavoy Finnicum here just because of the verdicts. And we got to keep the memory going. We got to keep it going, folks, because these cases affect everybody and where we move as a country as far as the judicial system goes. So here it is, ladies and gentlemen, Ballad of Lavoy Finnicum, Jordan Page.
What's up, everybody? This is Jordan Page. In light of the recent events in Oregon, I just wrote a song that I want to share with you. This is called The Ballad of Lavoy Finnicum. Subtext, Cowboys Stand for Freedom.
He was a man who loved to walk the land, turn his cheek but also take a stand. His conviction called, he followed what he felt was right. Well, there's no telling just what time will bring. You can live for nothing or for everything, but when the push has come to shove and tell me, will you find? Cowboys stand for freedom. I'm just talking about a name carved in a stone. A friend and brother to anyone. He's riding off into the setting sun. Drive on, cowboy. Heading
There you have it, folks. That's the Ballad of Lavoy Finicum by our good friend, Jordan Page. We had him on the show a couple times. I actually went to a Jordan Page concert and videotaped that song live. It was pretty amazing. Now, folks, I want to talk to you a little bit about the American Brand. A friend of ours is doing some great stuff. He's going to break some news right now. Break some news right here, right now, on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. Scott, welcome to the show. Tell folks about the American Brand and what you're getting ready to embark on here.
Hey, Mark. Thank you very much. So, the American Brand is, as you know, Mark, it was set up to really strengthen the roots of American populism by focusing on small business and working class America, all throughout the red states and red state counties. And so, I've spent the last 2 weeks now driving across country and really kind of digging into some of that ground level research that we much needed in this process. And I made some pretty big discoveries, which are critical to what the announcement is going to be tonight. And what I've found is that there is, the innovation, the spirit, the values, the morals, all those things are just alive and well in small town America, rural America. But the problem is that most of these people, because they're working and because they're rural, they're not connected the way big city is to the internet. They don't digest information the same way. They don't use social media the same way. And so what that has really become clear is we need to build a bridge between them and the bigger towns and the cities in the red state, and also for the rest of the world to hear, so we can bring unity across all of red state America. Because ultimately at the core of what we've got, we're going to always have some differences, but we have got to really solidify our base of common values and common morals and common ethics, because that's what's going to help us ensure that we take this country back. So on June 1, I'm heading out to Oregon right now. I'm going to spend a couple weeks with my parents and start doing the refit for my trip, which is going to launch on 1 June. And what I'm going to do is I've got my mountain bike and I'm rigging it up now. Over the next few weeks, I'll be setting it up with all my kit, and I'm going to launch, and I'm going to bike ride across America from Bandon, Oregon, which is obviously a blue state, but we'll be in red counties, trust me. But I'll be going through Oregon, up into Montana, and then I'll be doing a ride through all the red states of America for about 213 days, arriving on December 31st in Key West, Florida. And the idea then is that I'm going to build that weave of story so we can start hearing and having a common story between all of us, so that we arrive into 2018, we're starting to hear that dialogue of the commonality of red state America, so we're stronger and ready to just wipe out the blue when it comes to the elections in 2018.
Amen. Good stuff, Jason. And tell folks where they can find you, your information, and everything else like that, your web pages, Facebook page, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay, so you can go to our web page at theamericanbrand.org, theamericanbrand.org. And obviously, we're always looking, if you like what you see, we'd love to have your donations. We also have, for people that donate, we've got kind of a members exclusive channel, which we call American Brand TV, which will have stories that aren't showing up on social media. We do a live broadcast every night at 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 Central, 7 Mountain, 6 Pacific on the American Brand page, Facebook page. So the American Brand Facebook page. We're going to be starting a morning. I was supposed to start it this morning, but I have to admit I screwed up. So we're going to launch tomorrow morning with a morning it'll be a 10 o'clock Eastern, I think is what we're set at. I'll check, but it'll be out on the page on a morning coffee. So it'll be twice a day. We'll be doing Facebook announcements. We've got the American Brand Twitter at the American Brand on Twitter. Then we've also, and then we have our YouTube channel, The American Brand. So we really encourage you to follow the story. I think it's going to be really exciting stuff. I've met some incredible people just on this kind of, what the military would call a PDSS, a pre-deployment site survey. So I've kind of gone through here doing a a survey of America through small towns, met some incredible people, seen some incredible innovation, amazing stuff going on. And it's time that we start giving these stories the justice that they're due and the justice that's due for all these hardworking small business and Americans out here that the media is never going to cover. And if I can just add this, Mark, so everybody knows, we're going to be doing a daily update through your radio station here, which we're grateful for. And people out your audience can get updated. And so I hope that helps business as well across the board.
Amen. We want to say one thing, folks. Remember, the little businesses, the mom-and-pop shops down Main Street, employ like something like 90% of America. And, you know, the laundromat, the Hallmark card store, the pizzeria, the local hardware stores are a thing of the past. So if you got a little one in your town, go there and screw Walmart and Home Depot. Help to, you may pay a little more for the sprinkler head or the 2x4. But remember, you're not helping out the Chinese or some foreign country. You're helping out an American who lives in your neighborhood. So go to your small businesses and support them. And this is important. It's an important message. And you're going to start your walk in Oregon, you said?
Well, the bike ride. So I'll start it in Oregon. Obviously a blue state, but there's hope because there's only about four counties in that state that are blue. There's a huge base of great conservative Americans. I grew up in a conservative southern part of Oregon, Roseburg, Oregon. So I'll be starting in Bandon. It's just some personal meeting to me because it's my mom's favorite place on the coast, and it's a red part of the state. So I'll be leaving from there, driving one of the old stagecoach roads that leads into some of the old routes and into Roseburg, and then I'll be heading out through Diamond Lake over to Bend, and then on up into the Blue Mountain area, then into Montana, North Dakota, and then start coming back through Wyoming. I will be for 4th of July, which hopefully do a live broadcast here. On the 3rd and the 4th of July, I'll be in Ennis, Montana. And Ennis is a small little town about an hour south of Bozeman. It is also the future home of the American brand. I just met with a realtor yesterday, and we're in discussion and stuff now. And there is an incredible distillery in Ennis. If you watched our Facebook Live broadcast last night, called Willie's, check it out, folks. I mean, it's a former Army Ranger that came into that little town with a dream, and he's built out one of the best distilleries in the country right now. Incredible stuff. And there's a huge celebration they have with motorcycle veterans coming in. The Realty Agency in Ennis on 4th of July hands out $8,000 worth of American flags every year. So it's a great place to celebrate 4th of July as we continue on that route all the way down to Florida to the end of it at the end of December.
Absolutely, and I would love for you to come on the show. If you come on my show, I'm on Mondays and Thursdays. You know the times. I'll always be in touch with you. And come on, and you can promote this event until it kicks off, and then call us when you're on the road. And when you get to Florida, stop here. I got this gigantic king-size bed in my guest room, and you'll be tired and get a good night's rest on there, sir, and a good meal, hot meal.
I love all that. Sounds fantastic. I look forward to it. So I really thank you for having me on tonight. It's a big announcement. We're super excited about it. I'm super excited about it. You know, just so I can say 11 years ago, and almost to the week, 11 years ago, I went into Afghanistan with the soldiers to tell the soldier's story. I did, and at the end of 2000, and that was a year later, I won the Emmy for Best Photography that year. So 11 years later, I'm doing my second embed, so to speak. And this embed, I'm telling the story of America. And I can't tell you how good that feels to do something here, not on a foreign soil, and to be out here elevating something that's not only passionate to me, but is so important for us all to make sure that people hear those stories and we can start giving it strength through narrative across this country. Like I said, that the media will never touch just because they're such scumbags to begin with.
Yeah, well, this media touches the good stories and the real deal. That's why we're growing, and I want to thank everybody who tunes in. I want to thank you, Scott, for what you're getting ready to do. And like I said, make sure you stop off here and get a rest, and we'll have a barbecue. We'll cook a steak or something.
Sounds fantastic. So thank you, Mark. And then we'll tune in on Thursday then, whenever you want. We'll continue to talk, and we'll do these updates a couple times a week so everybody knows what's going on. It's going to be a very busy month of May to start ramping this thing up. Lots of work to do, but super excited for the 1 June launch. So Stay tuned. Check in on Facebook at The American Brand, our The American Brand page, and hit our website up at theamericanbrand.org. And thank you again for having me on this evening.
No problem. Ladies and gentlemen, Scott Kesterson and American Brand, always a pleasure. Thanks again, Scott, and keep up the good work. Another veteran fighting for America after his service. Good stuff. Veterans taking care of Americans. Thank you so much, sir.
You're great. Thank you. Have a great evening now. Bye now.
You too. Now, folks, you're out there in Facebook Live feed, and we had someone contact us from New Zealand. And I'm going to bring Mandy on right now, calling all the way from New Zealand, 11:25 in the morning in New Zealand. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. Mandy, what's happening, Mandy? Thanks so much for calling in.
Thank you, Mark, for inviting me. How are you today?
No problem. Good, good stuff. So tell us first a little bit about it. When the bigwig shots start showing up in New Zealand, we got to start paying attention a little bit, huh?
Well, we should have been – well, actually, rephrase it. America should have been paying attention before Trump even started running. What happened last year was we had our Solid Energy go into bust, which was a government corporation business. It's gone into liquidation. When news went into voting, Hillary lost, our Prime Minister resigned 2 weeks after you'd had your VP over here. At the same time, we'd also had an earthquake here. We had a violation of a warship in our ports and many other things. He resigned. He is Obama's sidekick. He has a house beside Obama. There's so much you're missing. Right now, we've got the Five Eyes in our country. So the CIA, the FBI, they're all here. Huh. We lost our rights. They have been spying on us legally now for a couple of years. The rights that they're trying to take away from you right now was taken away from us a while ago. Most laws that they try on you have been tried on us, and sorry to say, but my nation is full of guinea pigs and gophers and God knows what else, because they all comply. It is deeper than the Americans know. This is one of the reasons why, and you see what I do online daily, Mark. I'm pushing the founding constitution. Yeah. I know you have to get this back into play, even if it's only by the people. You have to have that in play, because that segregates you from the tyranny. And if you go to war, if you've stood for the founding constitution, if you go to war, people are likely to swarm around you for the right reasons than deflect from you, because if you go to a battle on your streets right now, no one's going to know who the true enemy is. And that's the sad thing. All these innocent people out there are going to be pulled from one thread to another. They just don't know which way to turn. And that's what worries me the biggest. You've got people standing for this rally, people standing for that rally, but fundamentally, you should be standing for your forefathers' founding constitution, because what is in play right now is a corporate constitution, and anything and everything, whether it be you, the military, the police, whatever you do, if you're not under that founding constitution class, is treason. This is why the UN signed in the One World Police. This is why the UN is bringing in sanctuary cities. You can't pull out of the UN, but under the founding constitution, they are an illegal entity and do not have diplomatic immunity, then it is up to the patriots to arrest them. You can't pull out because every other nation that is signed under them will get turned against you. This is where the scarier facts all start coming in. I've sat here for years and years pulling everything to bits and only taking the most vital piece of information. I don't need the 1,000-page storyline to understand a 3-sentence fact. And because I'm here, I don't have to live under that same umbrella as you guys, so to say. But I do live under it, and the aspect is is going on here. Your elitists are buying up here. Alex Jones is a very good person who's pointed this out a few times. They own all our private airfields here. We are pretty much the most expensive nation to live in the world. Our beneficiaries right now are trying to push a law that we have to sign to get a benefit. We have to declare our political ground, our religious view, our sexual preference. What the frig has all that got to do with anything? That's our personal opinion. But for us to get a benefit, we have to put that out there. And
Mandy, it's amazing that you understand, because, folks, I don't know about it in New Zealand. I don't know much about New Zealand except that it's a very beautiful-looking country. And I know in Australia they took away the gun and they took away a lot of the freedoms. Is it the same situation in New Zealand?
It pretty much is, yes.
Well, you know how it goes in history. Once they take away the gun, it don't take long after that that the tyranny creeps in faster and faster. Next thing you know, you're under the gun and you have no way of defending yourself. But, folks, this is coming right from the world. They're living it. They're living it.
Look, there's no such thing as innocent until proven guilty. That does not exist. Everyone is guilty. You've got to prove yourself innocent. I got done for assaulting a Tongan man who was sexually harassing me, and the police knew this. So I ended up taking the matters into my own hands. I got charged for assault on that guy who was sexually harassing me. I had to fight my innocence. Yeah, it doesn't matter. If you're innocent or not, you are deemed guilty. You've got to fight your innocence. And that's the same over there. You guys have to fight for the innocent parties. And this is what worries me, because you fight for... Like, I've seen you fight for your borders, and I've seen you fight up against the Muslims, and I keep telling the boys don't, because that just integrates the problem worse. You can't fix none of that till you fix a couple of problems. One is your government, and the other is your founding constitution. You've got to get it back into play. Because if you don't, you're going to lose the world. The world literally sits in the American hands, and the saviour is the founding constitution. I fully understand that. I fully grasp that. You can't stand for an American rally. You've got to stand for a founding constitutional rally. I've had older people come back and tell me from America that is the only thing they will stand for, because that's where the principles stand, that's where the strength is, and that literally will draw a line between the tyranny.
Amen. Folks, I want to thank you, Mandy, for coming on. And you can call my show. Just let me know you're calling any time, and I'll bring you on.
No, not a problem. I've just got to get funding behind me to be able to make calls all the time.
Right.
I'm here all the time fighting for you guys, because I know the principle is it will save all other nations by helping you.
Amen. Thank you.
And
ladies and gentlemen,
I'm always going to do that.
Thank you so much, Mandy. And it's always good. It's a pleasure to have you on, and I'll be watching you on the Facebook pages as always.
Thank you, darling. You take care, brother, and please, everyone, just keep your six.
And make sure you post all those links on my radio pages so that folks can check them out.
Yep, I'll do that, love. Thank you very much.
We got like 300 comments on this thread. It'll take me forever to find them.
It's okay. They're on my wall, but I will. I'll send them to you in a private message, and you can put them where you need to.
All right. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Mandy,
thank you, darling.
All right, folks. There we go. We're running over a little bit late here. We're about 5 minutes past two. And I'm going to wrap this show up here right now. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank everybody on the live Facebook live feed and everybody that tuned in at Blog Talk Radio. Again, don't forget to tune in this Thursday. I'm going to bring in again with all the numbers and all the news on Fukushima, Chuck Hinman, and a couple other folks. I'm going to bring in Gail from PropositionUSA.com. And I'm looking to bring in another person right now. The name escapes me. Let me go check. I could give you the name in 2 seconds as we get ready to wrap here. And I want to bring on, oh boy, Oh, well, anyway, I'm going to have a nice lineup for you Thursday. We're going to have three guests. We're going to have a good time, and we're going to rock and roll Thursday night, starting at 7 with a conservative perspective in James Bostic, then constitutional millennials, the next generation. Don't know if we got one scheduled for this Saturday yet, but when if it gets scheduled, we'll post it up. And you want to tune in to Patrick Miller, 16-year-old patriot, spreading constitutional message to his peers. Amazing. Good stuff. Check out Pastor Sylvester Bland in the United Saints of America.us. He's got a show Monday through Friday, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. Again, that's the United Saints of America with Pastor Sylvester Bland. Brian Lang and Live Truth Radio. You want to make sure you check out them guys up in the Ohio area. Julie Michelle and the folks did a great thing up there this weekend with their Unity Rally. Thank you, Julie, up there with that good rally, bringing all the people together and discussing the issues that are affecting and dividing us. Great stuff. That's Brian Lang, Live Truth Radio. We're really doing some great things here, folks. We're trying to bring a message of truth to all of y'all. And I want to thank everybody again for tuning in. I'm going to play this tune. This is, of course, the way they used to do it back in the old days with the television. 11 o'clock at night, the station would sign off, and they would play the national anthem. So we're going to sign off tonight with the national anthem. Check out my friends. Check out Slider and spread the word. Don't forget that show. And Keeper's Mind Pool. Check out Keeper's Mind Pool. You got to get that. American Brand, et cetera, et cetera. This is the Shameless Plug Radio Network. This is Star Spangled Banner, Dave Braid, a cappella in Pittsburgh.
That's what I'm talking about. We're going to sing it together. Are you ready? Come on, Pittsburgh. Are you ready?
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming? Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming.
Again, love you all. Patriot Nation Radio Network is out. See you next time, folks.
You're listening to Love Advice with Leanne. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leanne. Longtime listener, first-time caller. Why, in your professional opinion, do you never take my calls off the air?
Is this Carl?
Yep, it's Carl. I mean, we had a few dates. Everything was great, I thought.
Well, you know, when you switch to GEICO, you could save a lot of money on car insurance.
Okay, awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
GEICO, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
You've reached the High Fashion Hotline.
Hi, my family's got major plans for Memorial Day, but one minor problem.
No pool floats.
More like nothing fun to wear.
Get to Old Navy now.
Old Navy?
Yep, Old Navy's celebrating Memorial Day in a really big way with a huge 50% off all tees, all tanks, all shorts, and all swimwear.
50% off all those styles?
That's right. Right now, get 50% off all tees, tanks, shorts, and swimwear for the whole family at Old Navy and OldNavy.com.
That's one major sale. We're going to Old Navy now.
High Fashion. Old Navy.
Valid 5/22 through 6/2. Excludes clearance, active flag tees and tanks, license, and men's package tops.